Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I can't say it enough. I can't thank you enough for this day. This is a day that you have made, Father, and we choose to rejoice in it and be exceeding glad. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we are still standing this fourth year. Lord, I just ask you to continue to watch over us and keep us, Lord, that we can press on and keep on in the kingdom of God. And we have finished our course. We have finished our race, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that this word will go forth, making our impact, will be going forth unchecked and unhindered. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. All right, then. And what I'm going to be teaching on today, what I'm going to, I'm just going to get in that same vein what my brother was last night, Pastor Louis. Making an impact. That's the title of mine, making an impact. And we should be making our impact. We should be making our impact in every area of our life. Things should be changing. People should be changing. People should have a different perspective when we enter a place, and even when we leave that place, we should be missed because of our presence was there and we was making an impact. And I want you to know, it take effort to make an impact. It don't happen because you pray. Come on. It don't happen. Guess what? You got to have a strategy. Think about that. You got to have a strategy to make an impact. It don't come automatic. You got to work that strategy. You got to have a plan. You got to do something. Like the pastor was saying last night, and you know, we got to give God something. We got to say something. We got to do something. We can't keep silent and not do anything. How can we make an impact if we're not doing anything? So last night, we put some things in motion with our Vision Impact campaign because we're going to make an impact, and it's take finance to do that, and it's take a plan. It's take watching over that plan. It's take monitoring that plan and watching the fluctuation of it to see is it working, to see what you need to do. You need to make some adjustment over here, make some adjustment over there. You need to make some adjustment over him, you make some adjustment over there. You cannot continue to do the same thing and never see any change. Amen. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to make an impact. We're going to make some changes. We're going to do some things differently. And this is in a lot of people don't like change. A lot of people don't, they get involved in a routine, and that's where they're comfortable. They don't want to change. They don't want to do things different. Notice, we all can make an impact. And it's a lot of time, it don't take but one phone call. A lot of time, it don't take but one invitation. And what are you talking about, Pastor? Invitation or one phone call? Tell somebody about the website. I think he brought that out last night. Notice on your bulletin there, I highlighted. I had the secretary to highlight it, to go to the website to check out what? Somebody talk to me. Did anybody catch that? Look at the website. It's a different, it's highlighted. You tell somebody about it. You don't have to leave your home. You don't have to do nothing. But you got to do something. We got to do something. If we're going to make an impact, people are looking at our web page there and they forming an opinion. They are getting ideas. Let me back up a little bit. You remember in the Bible study last Wednesday, I was telling you that we was invited in June. Say June. But it was the wrong date. I called the minister that invited us. It's July. July the 26th. Write that down, please. Write that down. I want everybody that's part of Agape Christian Fellowship, this congregation, July the 26th. we're going and be a blessing up there in Evans. We're going to that church. I talked with the young man. I thought he was going to be able to make it here last night, but he didn't because in Semper Reno, his son just coming from Afghanistan. So I'm sure that they wanted to love on him a little bit there and everything. But how did he find out about us? Our website. He's saying some things out there. And we should be pointing people to the website. It's a lot of information there. I got an appointment tomorrow, and I'm going to sit down with the lady. Guess what? This vision card that I shared with you this morning, we're going to have a nice write-up on our website, and people could go right there and get all the information of what we are doing there. Let's use the website as a tool that we can change and touch people's lives for the kingdom of God. It's there, but they got to find out about it. We got to tell them about it. We got to do something. Every one of you web page that should have something on there about Agape Christian Fellowship. If I was to go to your website, would I find AGAPE on there? Of some nature. If it ain't nothing but, hey, our service started at a such and such a time. I want to invite you to our fourth year anniversary. If I was to go there, would it make an impact on me that you're talking about your church? This your church. You got to love your church. And you can use it as a tool to impact your friend. Your friends are not direct connected to me, but you can touch peoples on your web page that I won't be able to touch. And just think, if you ain't got but two peoples on your website, if you ain't got but three, that's five peoples right there. And some of you got thousands of peoples on there. Just think, by giving them an invitation to come to one of our events, to be a part, we got to make an impact. And we're going to do things differently. I want everybody to get involved. It ain't all about money. Yes, it takes money. But there's some little things that you and I can do that can make an impact. You and I can make an impact. I want to get you geared up towards that. Making an impact is what you do and what you say and how you do it can make an impact. So let's reach out. Let's rethink this thing. Let's just do it. And that's I'm going to share with you four ways that we can make an impact and four ways that we can do something. Number one, say this anniversary that we into right now. Guess what? We have to estimate the impact. We have to estimate the impact and plan for it. We did a lot of planning. We put a lot of planning into this here. And I estimate that we were going to make an impact. I want you to know, and I'm not boasting, I'm just so thankful. You remember I said that this anniversary was better than any other that we had? And I'm not going to tell you how much we took up last night. But it was a blessing. It was an impact from the where we going. I was so excited. After we did all the cleaning up right here, then got in our vehicle and left and went home, I asked the first lady about it. We kind of went over some numbers and stuff like that. We was stunned. I'm talking about people gave towards the vision impact. Saints, it's not enough us in numbers to do what we need to do. It's too big. It's too huge. But as we reach others, and guess what the key is? As we partner with other ministry, as we partner with other people, they're going to help us. They're going to help us. The pastor that was the minister that was supposed to speak this morning, and I'm standing in his stead, which I believe that this is what God wanted me to be here this morning and to share with you about the impact of continual flow. He couldn't even make it because of illness. Saturday, guess what? Bam. He sent a check. A gentleman, I'm just sharing this with you, a gentleman down in Florida, when I shared about the impact, what's on our heart, he said, I'm going to get two chairs right away. They was leading the pack. I'm the pastor. I'm supposed to be the first one. I hadn't even initiated officially. People was giving into it. I had to hurry up and write my check out. I said, no, you ain't leaving me. I am the pastor. I'm supposed to set the example. But people are catching on to it. That's why I can say last night was better than any that we ever had.